We are in Simen Tuf Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph. The Machaber says, "V'hezayir la'achla kodem chatzos." You should be careful to make sure that you eat the afikomen before chatzos. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason is that since it is zecher lePesach, so then you have to eat it at the time of the Korban Pesach, and the Korban Pesach is only eaten until chatzos. And for sure, the first kazayis that we make alachilas matzah on, for sure you have to make sure not to have that after chatzos. But the evidence, if it's after chatzos, so the Rishonim aren't sure if you fulfilled your mitzvah or not, and therefore you should eat it, but without the bracha of alachilas matzah. Mara as well says the Mishnah Berurah, even though it's only midrabanan, you should be careful to make sure to eat it before chatzos, and if it's afterwards, so then don't make a bracha on it of alachilas mara. If it's getting close to chatzos and you haven't said anything, the Haggadah yet, so then you should make Kiddush, drink the first cup, wash your hands, say Hamotzi, say Al-Achilas Matzah, eat, say Al-Achilas Mar, eat Mar, all before chatzos, and then say the Haggadah afterwards and have your meal. The Be'er Halacha points out that it's really a machlokes what the time for Korban Pesach is, if it's until chatzos or the whole night, but the Achronim all basically come to the maskana that even though for sure you'd be chayv to eat matzah after chatzos, since it could be that the Halacha Min HaTorah is kol alayla, therefore you shouldn't make the Al-Achilas Matzah afterwards. But again, one should ensure that they eat the afikomen before chatzos. If you see at the beginning of the meal, or you see that it's getting closer to chatzos, so then the Avnei Nezer says that you should eat a kazayis of matzah and make a tanai that if the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that you can eat the Korban Pesach all night, so then right now you're not having in mind to eat this l'shem afikomen, rather it's a stam eating of a kazayis of matzah. But if the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that the eat time of the Korban Pesach is only until chatzos, so then this kazayis should count as the afikomen. Then wait until after chatzos and finish your meal, and then after you finish your meal, eat another afikomen to be yotze the shita of Rabbi Kiva. The Brisker Rav, on the other hand, says that according to the Avnei Nezer, after the Zman Mitzvah, you don't have to have the tam matzah, the taste of matzah anymore, so then you don't need to make a tanai on the eating afikomen at all. Rather, you can eat a kazayis matzah before chatzos, and then after chatzos, you can continue with your suda, and at the end of the suda, eat another kazayis, since the matzah that you're eating afterwards is clearly for the afikomen. So if the end of the time for afikomen was chatzos, so then the matzah that you ate before chatzos is going to count as afikomen, and after chatzos you'd be allowed to continue your meal. And if you're really allowed to eat it all night, so then you're yotze with the first achila of the afikomen anyway. So you would not need to make any such tanai. The Ramah adds, V'yaktim atzmo, shagam ha'halik, or kodem chatzos. You should try to make sure that you say hala before chatzos as well. The Mishnah Berurah says, meaning the bracha before and afterwards should be said before chatzos. This is on the chatzil that you should finish hala before chatzos. But diyavid, you could finish it after chatzos. And the Tzitz Eliezer explains that he clearly is chozer on that, which he said, the Chavetz Chaim says in the Machne Yisrael, that if you say hala after chatzos, you should not finish with a bracha. Sif beizim shachach v'lo achal afikomen, if you got and you didn't need afikomen v'lo nizkach and nalpil yadav, and you didn't realize until you already washed for benching, osha amar havlan unavarech, or you said let's bench, then ochal afikomen v'lo berchas hamotzi, you eat the afikomen without making a hamotzi on it. V'imlo nizkach berach berach ramazon, if you already benched, im nizkar kodam sheberach bor priyagafen, if it's before you made the bor priyagafen on the coast, then yitel yadav yivarech hamotzi v'yochal afikomen, then wash, make a hamotzi and eat the afikomen, v'yachzer v'yivarech pirkas hamazon, v'yivarech bor priyagafen, v'yishdeh kos, and then bench, and then make a bor priyagafen, and drink. V'im lo nizkar adach hasheberech bor priyagafen, but if you don't realize until you already made the bor priyagafen on the third cup, lo yochal afikomen, then don't eat the afikomen, v'yizmochal matzah she'achal b'socha suda, and rely on the matzah that you ate during the meal, shekulan shmura semisha slisha, since everything, all the matzah that you're eating is shmura matzah anyway. But if you're in a place where they're makbid on shmer mishas ksira, then even if you didn't realize until after halo, then you should wash and make hamotzi, since the matzah that you ate during the suda was not shmer mishas ksira, and only the matzah that you're eating l'shem mitzah is shmer mishas ksira, if that's the meaning that you have, so then you would now have to have afikomen afterwards. The Rama adds v'yachs or v'yavarech ala kos, and then you make another bracha on the kos. V'ein lachash b'masha mosav ala kosos, but don't worry about the fact that you're adding onto the kosos, since it is for an obvious reason. V'mnevar afikomen, if the afikomen is lost, yochel kazayis echa mimatzah shmura acheres, so then just eat some other kazayis of matzah shmura. Doesn't have to be specifically the afikomen, so if a kid hides the afikomen or something like that and it gets lost, it's not the biggest deal.